Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You can talk about politics, issues. You can talk about your personal life, your problems. We'll listen to you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here for the remainder of this hour, and then at 9 o'clock you get the Time War hour.
Why do I keep laughing on it?
To me.
As long as you keep laughing, I'll keep doing it.
Time War!
1-800-259-9231. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Join the fun online. There's a chat room. We got people hanging out in there right now, actually about 10 people, which just seems to be about our average. It's a good night. It's actually a good night if we got 10 people in the chat room. As we expand, though, gosh, I can't imagine how crazy the chat would be if we had 50 people in it. It would be almost unfollowable.
I think that most chat rooms like start repeating at 20.
That's an interesting idea. 800-259-9231. So you can get interactive with us. And again, there's the chat room, the bulletin board system, where you can post all sorts of interesting messages and respond and get interactive with the other listeners. The Shrine of Female Listeners is definitely something you want to check out. And the last 6 days worth of archives, all available for you free at freetalklive.com. So did you have anything on your mind tonight, Manwich? Anything that you wanted to get
out there? I've got some interesting stories, but you know, nothing huge.
I have something interesting. Something that is rarely in the news, actually.
Well, let me hit this one and see if you've got anything to say about it. I don't know where I'm at on this. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a strange story. There's a man charged with using Cambodian kids for sex and porn. Kent Frank, 48, of Miami Beach, was charged Friday under a new federal law that makes it easier for the U.S. government to prosecute citizens accused of molesting children overseas. Frank is charged with 5 counts of having sex with minors and 4 counts of paying to gain custody of a minor in order to promote the production of child pornography. He faces 30 years in prison if convicted. A federal indictment indicates 4 children were Frank's victims last year during a 4-month trip to Cambodia. Nice. The indictment does not mention their ages or gender, but says that they were part of a sex trade business in the country. Cambodian National Police arrested Frank in January on debauchery charges. Cambodian National Police, arrested Frank in January on debauchery charges, say Yvonne Lopez, somebody named Lopez, of the U.S. Attorney's Office. He was arrested in Seattle in December after he arrived back in the United States from a more recent trip to Cambodia. So apparently he did get arrested in Cambodia on whatever debauchery is.
That's related to sex, I know that much.
It could be. I mean, debauchery is kind of a wide, the word could have to do with, you know, drinking too much or eating too much cheesecake or spending too much on...
Well, now I have to look it up. Extreme indulgence and sensual pleasures, dissipation. So, yeah, you're right.
Cheesecake. See, I told you.
Sir.
Cheesecake.
Too much cheesecake. Debauchery.
Let's be clear. Cheesecake's pretty good stuff.
Don't eat too much cheesecake if you're in Cambodia.
Doesn't it make you wonder how in the world people can get addicted to crack when there's cheesecake out there? It's got to be so much better than tasting crack.
Well, I don't know. I can't comment. I've never tasted crack.
But people sell their televisions for crack. They must.
Ain't nobody ever sold a TV for a cheesecake.
No way.
Sure.
Crack must be the best tasting stuff on the planet.
I don't know if it's necessarily the taste, man. But let's move on.
Well, that's the whole story.
So the guy got busted.
It seems odd.
And now he's facing.
It seems strange to me that he can be charged in this country for things that he did in another country. We really...
Yeah, I don't care for that. I mean, I'm not saying I like what he did.
No, the things he did are reprehensible stuff, but at the same time, you know, a different country has different cultures, and I don't know. It's very odd.
Well, it's interesting. We've talked about some of this issue, not necessarily the child prostitution thing. Wasn't it like a child prostitution end on that?
It's in there, yes.
Well, we didn't really touch on that before, but we touched on age of consent on the show before. And in Canada, it's 14. And in many United States, and in many of the states here, it is 18. In some states, it's 16. And it used to be 14 in Hawaii. I don't think that it still is. But so, again, if you go to Canada and have sex with a 14, 15, or 16-year-old, you're also violating this very same law that this other guy violated. Of course, the question is, will you get found out? And I'm guessing he only got found out because he got arrested by the Cambodian authorities.
I would say that,
right?
So, yeah.
But it's weird. They say that he got busted for debauchery charges, and then it says he returned to Cambodia. So he went there, got
busted. Apparently debauchery isn't that big of a crime in Cambodia.
I guess not. Probably got arrested, probably had to pay some fine, spent a few nights in jail.
Yep.
Got out. I wonder how the word got to the American authorities that he was involved in this. Maybe there's some sort of undercover sting going on here in this country that set him up to go down there to do this, and then they got him for that. I don't know. I'd be interested in the actual details of how this went down, but it kind of related to this, I guess. I was talking to my fiance last night, and she watched an episode of the Oprah show.
Okay.
Recently, where they had...
I have to question her judgment in doing that.
She's bedridden at this point, and so she's got nothing better to do with her time than watch television. But on the show, apparently they had
that
teenage...
That is a mitigating circumstance, but...
Prostitutes. Teenage prostitutes on
okay.
the show.
Okay.
They had a number of them.
Okay.
And according to her, there was one of them that was older, like 28, but she was a teenage prostitute, and there were some of them that were 13, 16... this 13-year-old...
Well, I've heard numbers that when kids hit the streets, you know, runaways, mm-hmm. that within 48 hours, you know, the majority of them have turned to prostitution at that point.
Really?
I don't believe these numbers because of the area, the organization that was spitting them out, but they have some substance. They were also saying that there's 1.3 million homeless people in America. Nonsense.
Homeless people.
It can't be. It's an incredible number.
Hmm.
Crazy.
I don't know. I would guess there's probably a number of them. I mean, the most of them are probably in major urban areas like Los Angeles, New York.
It's a stupid number.
Well, anyway, these teenage prostitutes were talking about how much money they were making. Some of them. Most of them had pimps. One of them ended up opening up her own service.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was 19 years old. She was a black girl, and she started her own prostitution service, and she only had... teen white girls who were blondes working for her.
Hmm.
And she was running it out of her mother's house. And so, I mean, what they were doing is they were going and literally they'd meet the guys and they'd take them wherever and have sex with them and make hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And they all got caught, which is why they were on the show. So undercover stings ended up bringing them all down eventually. But it was shocking to me because I didn't realize that this was really, I mean... I'd never even heard of this before. I mean, I guess I'd always assumed that that kind of stuff goes on, but I'd never realized to the extent...
Well, I told you that the fact is prostitution is effectively legal in the United States because of these... I don't know how it is in the rest of the country. All I can tell you what it's like in the Tampa Bay area of Florida is there's these massage parlors and, you know, intimate shower salons and jack shacks.
But they don't have 14-year-olds working there. I mean, that's kind of we all know that prostitution's out there, but this is the kind of the angle of prostitution that nobody ever talks about. And obviously, they still face the same risks that every prostitute faces in this country, except if you're in Las Vegas or just outside, rather, of Las Vegas, because there it's legal in Nevada. But every other place in the country, you face possible robbery, you face possibly being beaten up, possibly being killed, you face all sorts of nasty consequences. You know, obviously, yeah. Venereal disease, sexually transmitted diseases, AIDS, and all that fun stuff.
You can protect yourself when the business is legal. I mean, the girls could protect themselves better.
You can have pretty good protection, yeah.
Well, they could say where they're going and, you know, how long they're going to be there, why they're there. You know, I mean, they have...
It brings me to my question. I have been on this show before, and I've advocated decriminalizing prostitution. But obviously, most people would, even if they would agree with that statement, I think most people would be hesitant to make it decriminalized for people who are underage.
Heck yeah, they would. You're not going to get me to go along with that nonsense.
It's hard for me to say that I want that, but at the same time, I don't want to see these girls, you know, get beaten and killed. So I'm kind of torn on this one. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, this is your show, it's Free Talk Live. It's happening anyway.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all have busy lives and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can call in and talk about anything. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. From 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you're going to get the Time Warp Hour. And that means we're just pre-recorded for that hour. Or it's a old hour, rather. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. You had mentioned the story out of, was it Cambodia? Was that what it was?
I wanted to mention what's going on in the chat room right now.
What's going on?
They're apparently doing an impromptu poll. So everybody in the chat room is getting polled. Do you think that the U.S. had prior knowledge of 9/11? I think it's kind of interesting. People are talking about it and stuff like that.
Well, our chat room is interesting. You can log on to freetalklive.com.
and hop in there. It's absolutely free on the house. The bulletin board system is available as well, with over 215 registered users, almost 2,000 posts free to browse through, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and the last 6 days' worth of archives, as well as much, much more. Log on to freetalklive.com and get interactive with us. So we're talking about, was it Cambodia was the country? What was it?
Yes, it was Cambodia.
Cambodia. Some dude from the United States went to Cambodia, had sex with some underage kids, and got caught, got in some trouble there, apparently managed to free himself from the Cambodian prison. I'm not sure what his sentence was or what the details were. He got charged with debauchery, came back to the States, made another trip to Cambodia, apparently had some more sex with some underage kids, came back, and then got arrested here in the States for going out and having sex. I mean, maybe
in Cambodia.
Maybe it was... You know, I wonder, the question is... one question I have is, were the kids in Cambodia underage for Cambodia laws?
Well, they said it was debauchery.
Or were they underage for... Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, debauchery, as we defined earlier, means just extreme sensual pleasure, basically.
I think that it probably, in this case, has something to do with him having sex with
maybe so.
Kids. And taking pictures of them.
Oh, he did that too?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, he's facing...
rather debaucherous.
He's facing something like, what, 30 years?
Here.
Is that what you said? Here in the United
Apparently
States?
Apparently he's fine in Cambodia.
Well,
it's just kind of interesting how it crosses the line, you know, and that kind of thing. And you were talking about prostitution in the United States and kids having sex for money on Oprah.
Well, yeah, I was going to get back into that. Actually, according to Cambodia, their legal age there is 15. 15 if you're a male, 16 if you're a female in Cambodia. And, of course, here in most states it's 18, but in some other states it's 16. So odds are he was having sex with some kids who are younger than that, I would guess, there. But nonetheless, it kind of led me into this issue of teenage prostitution here in the States. And I just basically discovered that it really is apparently going on in a major way. I mean, I don't know how big it is, but the girls on this show that my fiancé saw made the claim that this is like a trend, as they put it. This is a trend in kind of suburbia teenage girls. That they now, most of them were runaways, so most of them weren't having sex out of their parents' house or anything like that. But nonetheless, teenage girls in the United States, and on top of that, they were all, according to her, they were all pretty good looking. So not only did they find 5 teenage prostitutes to put on this show, but they also found 5 attractive ones. You know, the ones where they fool you.
Can you imagine how much money they must... I don't know what they get.
One girl claimed that she made, like, over hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars. This was the girl who was running her own prostitution agency.
I would think it would be so dangerous, though. I don't know.
Brothel. Well, if you've got enough protection, if your pimp... they claimed their pimps were good to them and everything. I mean, they were making big money. Once they got caught, of course, the government took it all away from them. And it led me to this question of... Okay, I'm for legalization of prostitution. I'm for decriminalization of prostitution. I want to take it off the black market. Because right now, you and I both know that at this moment, there are men having sex with prostitutes in this country.
In this county.
In this county that we're doing, and in the county that you live in as well.
Yes, right now.
It is called the world's oldest profession for a reason.
Yes.
Because it's been around for a long time, and it's not going anywhere. It doesn't matter how much the police crack down on it. It's just like the war on drugs. You can throw as much money and as much police manpower at the problem as you want, and it's not going away. So I think we need to... That's one issue, is decriminalizing prostitution. But now that I've seen this show, it made me question my position on this issue, because, well, if we're going to decriminalize prostitution, shouldn't we decriminalize it for everybody? Because if we make it illegal for these girls to do this, something they're doing anyway, then they're risking all of the illegal aspects of prostitution, all the black market aspects. They're out there risking being beaten up by the Johns, or having their pimps rob them and leave them for dead, or just getting robbed, or sexually transmitted diseases, and just all kinds of terrible black market things. But at the same time, if I was a father or a parent, obviously I wouldn't want my kids out there doing this sort of thing. But maybe it should be the parents' responsibility to keep an eye on their kids. Maybe it should be the parents' responsibility to ensure that they're loving their kids enough to where they're not doing this sort of thing. Because that was one of the things that the girls agreed on this show, was that their parents weren't there for them.
Well, there's a certain amount of parents out there that have, you know,
they're so wrapped up in their own little worlds, and I'm really talking about drugs. I'm not talking about, you know, working, you know, at the office 60 hours
a week. Well, that counts too, I think. I mean, not physically having your parents there. I mean, if you're being taken care of by a nanny or you're expected to take care of yourself and mommy and daddy come home at night, drink a six-pack of beer and go to bed, you're not having, that's not good quality family time. It doesn't matter if they're doing drugs or drinking alcohol or just workaholics, because who can blame parents? You really can't blame parents. They got kids, they got to support them, and that means you have to work. And unfortunately, in this society that we have, to actually make enough money to support a family means you really have to bust some ass, unless you really are skilled and you happen to have gotten up in a particular industry. And that means that parents are paying 50% of their income to the government. Now, if parents didn't have to pay this big chunk of money to the government, then maybe one of them would be able to stay home. Maybe then dad would be the only person who has to work, or mom would be the only person who has to work, and dad can stay home, or mom can stay home and take care of the kids. And that's kind of one of the... one of these semi-contradictions here is if we get on the air and we say, let's decriminalize prostitution, people out there are going to say, no, I mean, that's a terrible idea. We've heard people say that, that's sure. A terrible idea. But at the same time, if we also, at the same time, are reducing the size of government, it'll give parents more time with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids won't become prostitutes if you're there with them. If you're spending quality time with them, so it really all has to be done at once. We really have to just get the government out of our lives. It's really the only answer, because if we spend more money on fighting prostitution, that means taxes are going to be going up, and that means parents are going to have to be working harder in order to support all these taxes and manage to feed their kids, and so therefore they're not home even they're home even less. Then we got more teenage prostitutes on the streets. You see how a catch-22 that is?
I see where you're coming from. At the same time, I think that prostitution could be made illegal. It could be made legal at any time, and it doesn't really matter whether the reduction of government occurred at that same time or
not. I guess some people would make the argument that if we legalized prostitution, we'd have more teenage prostitutes. And I think the correct answer to that would be, well, let's get the government out of our lives completely. That way, parents can really be parents again instead of just these workaholics that are trying to feed their families. Because you can't blame parents for trying to do their best. And they think they are trying to do their best. And they're just trying to pay the bills. If you want to comment, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is a nasty situation that we have in this country. And it's as a result of what the government is doing to us. Coming up next, another government program, Bird Interdiction.
Bird Interdiction?
Bird Interdiction. We'll tell you all about it coming up next. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. We're here till 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. FTL@freetalklive.com. And by the way, the 9 to 10 o'clock hour is the time warp hour, which means that it's an hour from a previous night. So check that out as well. 1-800-259-9231.
Now that's what Christmas Eve and Christmas is going to be also, right?
Correct. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, as well as New Year's Eve. All Time Warp shows. So keep that in mind. We're not going to be live. Much to our chagrin. But then, you know, hey, we're at the mercy of our network. And we love them. We love GCN. 1-800-259-9231. We were talking about prostitution and legalizing it, but I want to get into birds.
Birds?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever had a bird?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You ever had a bird?
No.
You ever eaten a bird?
Yes.
Which kind?
Kind of
chicken.
Partial to chickens.
Right.
And I suppose ducks, geese.
Well, apparently turkeys? Apparently somewhere... There's a black market bird trade. Smuggled parrots go home. In San Francisco, International Conservation Organization WildAid congratulates the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for capturing smugglers trying to illegally import 150 lilac-crowned and Mexican redhead Amazon parrots.
It's hard to get certain types of animals in the country, mm-hmm. and there's a demand for parrots.
Really?
Well, they talk.
Okay, but can't you just breed parrots inside the country, and can't you breed enough of them to satisfy that demand?
I don't know anything about parrot breeding personally, but I can tell you that as a tropical fish guy, which, you know, I hate to reveal the fact that I'm so cool on the radio, right? Like that, I'm into tropical fish, and I'm a pretty cool guy. It is considered a really cool thing if you've got a wild special type of tropical fish. Like, for instance, I like Oscars, which
right.
is a type of cichlid. And if I had wild Oscars, I'd be a little cooler than the regular guys who have bred Oscars.
Like an Oscar from Mexico or something like
that. Well, you would probably get the Oscars from, the Amazon, but so you'd have to go to South America to get them.
Well, in this case, again, 150 lilac-crowned and Mexican redhead Amazon parrots in San Diego earlier this year, and returning the parrots to their Mexican wildlife authorities today. The first step in returning them to their natural southern Mexican habitat. Peter Knight, executive director of WildAid, says, quote, "The illegal bird trade causes the death of hundreds of thousands of birds, threatens some with extinction, and poses a serious risk of disease to U.S. agriculture and to human health, like avian influenza. According to the World Health Organization, a group full of bureaucrats, the avian influenza bird flu virus, is far more lethal than the SARS virus that struck Asia last year and could unleash a pandemic that could kill as many as 50 million people. It has already been detected in smuggled birds in Europe and Asia." In the whole of the U.S.
Wait, SARS could release a pandemic and kill 50 million people?
No, avian influenza could have, allegedly, according to WildAid, or the World Health Organization, killed 50 million people. And the World Health Organization is the equivalent of the U.N. They're just a bunch of worthless bureaucrats.
50 million people? And how come... Oh, wait a second, I'm still not done. Why would be moving these birds from Acapulco to San Diego matter as to whether or not we could all die from avian influenza, because God knows if 50 million people die, aliens are going to have to be involved.
Well, here's why. And the director of this organization called Wild Aid, which is congratulating the U.S. interdiction squads,
yes,
here, he makes it clear, although he certainly doesn't he's not going to be taking my position, he says, the illegal bird trade causes the death of hundreds of thousands of birds, threatens some with extinction, and then goes on to talk about the influenza. The illegal bird trade. What's the key word there?
It's illegal.
It's illegal. And so obviously, if you're importing birds illegally, much like if you're manufacturing drugs illegally, you don't really care that much about the quality level. You just want to get the Amazon birdie to its hopeful owner here in the States, or
right,
you want to get the crack to the streets.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what the purity level is. So nobody's testing. None of the illegal smugglers here are testing these birds for these diseases. So the problem is the fact that this is illegal. The fact that certain types of animals aren't allowed to be imported into the States. We need to legalize the animal trade. We need to make it fully 100% legal to bring whatever damned animals into this country that you please.
Well, I don't know if I agree with this at all. It seems...
What part don't you agree with?
I don't agree that you should be able to bring any kind of animal you want into the United States.
Why?
Well, for one, the area that we live in, for instance, is overrun by kudzu, Brazilian pepper trees, mm-hmm, different kinds of banyan trees.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we are the non-native population of trees in this area just taken over. I mean, our native...
What the hell's wrong with trees?
I'm talking about our native trees. They get... They lose out on a survival basis.
Hey, that's evolution, man. That's survival of the fittest, as far as I'm concerned.
It's not, well,
if the native trees are so damn weak that they're losing out to Brazilian hookah trees or whatever, then that's their problem.
Yes, but we're bringing non-indigenous plants here.
Why are you making
that's
my
not
point?
Evolution.
You're making my point for me. I mean, the they're here, and it's illegal to bring plants into this country like that too.
Well, I think it's now illegal. In a lot of these cases, these plants, people brought them in, you know, in the past, and
they're here anyway, just like these damn birds are coming in here. And he makes the point that the illegal bird trade causes the death of hundreds of thousands of birds. Do you know how that is? Do you know why that hundreds of thousands of birds are dying?
Why don't you tell me?
They're holding it up as though it's this horrible problem, that this illegal bird trade, we need to keep this illegal because it's horrible. No, the reason these birds are dying is because it's illegal. The people smuggling them in there are smuggling them in their pant legs and inside briefcases and inside, you know, candles. Who knows the extent that they're going through to get these animals across a border. But they pack a bunch of birds into whatever device they're using, and when they get there,
it can't be as hard as smuggling pot, otherwise they'd all smuggle pot.
Well, there's demands for everything out there. People...
Sure, but it just can't be that valuable. I mean, it can't be that hard, for instance.
It's harder because you have to keep the damn things alive. That's the trick. It doesn't matter if you're smuggling pot, you don't have to keep it alive. It's already dead. But the birds, they have to pack in multiple birds into whatever it is that they're transporting them in. And
one would think,
when they get across the border, if they're successful in getting it through customs, and they open up the package, you can damn well bet some of those birds have expired.
Yes.
And so there's a certain percentage rate that just don't make it through. And that's where this number comes from, this hundreds of thousands of birds dying every year because of the illegal bird trade. Now, if it wasn't for the people demanding them, obviously nobody would be bringing them in. So there's people in this country that are demanding birds, just like people are demanding cocaine in this country. So the idea that we can stop the bird trade is just as asinine that we can stop the war on drugs. We have a war on birds in this country. So they just don't talk about it.
I'm sorry. The whole idea of non-indigenous plant life getting loose in America scares the crap out of me. I'm sorry. I can see getting rid of the war on drugs. I can see getting rid of the war on poverty. I can see rid of the war on everything. But the war on non-indigenous plant life? No, no.
You're
I can't see
silly.
Stopping it. No,
you're
I'm not.
Silly.
I'm serious.
I want to know why
pepper trees
is.
Everywhere.
I want to know. I don't even know what that is. I like all the trees that I see around here.
You don't know what one type is from another.
I don't care. They're pretty. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. What do you think? Should we keep it illegal for birds to be crossing the borders? This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich, you're talking to me, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. This is our show, Free Talk Live, but it can be your show. You can call in and take control and literally bring up anything, whether it be something personal or political. We're here for you at 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you're welcome to comment on any of the bevy of issues that we bring up throughout the show. So there's also the email address, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And log on.
It's all you have to do is... you know, log on to freetalklive.com. You can participate in the chat room, which is just blowing up. I think there's
14 people in there right
now. The stuff's moving by so fast, I can't even read it. Not that I'm paying much attention now that when I'm on the air, but sure, in the breaks I am. And you can look at the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can check out their 6 days worth of shows, archives, that you can download for free, listen at your leisure. Some people, we've even heard, burn them onto CDs and play them in their car when they're driving to work.
Yeah, we can't,
because they don't have us on a local radio station.
Well, you know, that's right. We had somebody say they popped it in their MP3 player as well, so they were listening to it like that. So, yeah, whatever works for you, they're there for you for free at freetalklive.com. Again, the bulletin board system.
And if your radio station doesn't carry us, please call the program director. Be very nice. Thank them for carrying, you know, whatever portion they do of Free Talk Live, and ask them to carry all 3 hours, 7 p.m., to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday.
That's Eastern time, by the way. 1-800-259-9231. So, right before the break, talking about the war on birds. in this country. You think I'm joking? They actually, the Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement are spending your tax dollars trying to capture smugglers who are importing birds. And recently they got a group of smugglers, I guess, that were importing 150 lilac crowned and Mexican redhead Amazon parrots into San Diego earlier this year. And let me finish this article here, and we can finish the comments on it. According to WildAid, quote, in the whole of the U.S., U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has less than 100 specially trained wildlife inspectors working to stem the flow of illegal wildlife shipments. It's a credit to the professionalism of the USFWS and the ICE that these seizures were made. We call upon Congress to put more resources into the USFWS to stop this illegal wildlife trade and to protect the nation's human health and agriculture from diseases such as avian influenza. Founded as a nonprofit, blah, 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 and then they talk about WildAid. So they're calling for more money. They want more money to be spent on this war on birds that's going on here, or the war on wildlife, if you will. And I think it's just nuts.
I imagine he probably wants to be appointed the wildlife czar while he's at it.
You're probably right.
Everybody's got an agenda, you know.
So he's disappointed that there's only 100 of these people that are on the job, because it's according to him, hundreds of thousands of birds die as a result of the illegal bird trade. And as I was saying, that's because it's illegal. We need to make it legal for people to buy and sell all kinds of animals. It's the best way to protect not only the animals and their health, but ours as well.
Let's discuss Hawaii for a minute.
Okay.
On Hawaii, they, as you can imagine, not a lot of large animal life evolved. You know, they're out there in the middle, smack dab in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and mostly what they've got, little bitty animals.
Probably birds.
Yeah, birds, that kind of thing. But along comes the white guy, along comes Bwana with his cats and his pigs and his horses and all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, some pigs get out. They get to the little fence.
That's pretty good.
They go running away. And, well, they have these...
Let's try pig or manwich. Okay, mine doesn't even sound as much like a pig as you. All right, go ahead. They want to get out.
Right, the pigs get out, and they have this huge feral pig problem.
True? Really?
True.
Feral pig meaning wild pig, right?
Well, feral means that it's been it's not indigenous and it is wild.
Got it.
You know,
so what's the problem exactly? I mean, are they running through the streets?
Yeah, well, they're tearing things up. They don't belong there. They're making...
So shoot them!
that's what they're doing every chance they get.
I don't understand the problem.
What I'm telling you is that man can be kind of lackadaisical with their animals, and bad things can happen to the environment as a result.
Hmm. Well, if it's my property and your animal's on it, I reserve the right to shoot it.
that's true. I hope that my neighbors aren't listening to that, and my cat gets out and walks around. But
well, you shouldn't let your damn cat out. There's cats all over this neighborhood.
There's no letting... The cat broke the damn window. Let's be clear. This cat is going to get out.
So is it a problem
very powerful
arsenic
cat
outside?
He has manifested holes in screens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this cat's getting outside.
Keep your damn windows closed.
You can't get out. I'm telling you. The cat's going to get out.
Mm. Well, then it risks death, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does.
I think that you're just out of control with this. I mean, you are someone who normally supports... Recently, you've been shocking me, man. Which you were all for keeping an eye on the Muslims last night and tonight. Now you're supporting the war on wildlife, the war on plant life that we've got going on in this country.
I'm just saying that there's some points on the other side. You got to be careful of these things. They can get out of control.
Then control them. It's your responsibility. It's your animal to control it. If it gets out, you should be able to shoot it. That's the control measure. That's the only measure that you need. Private property rights. Well, your pig on my property? Either I'll call you up. You better come get it, or else it's gonna get eaten for dinner. So I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. I think it's just nuts. I think this whole it's. I wonder how much money they're spending. He says that there's 100 people in this article. There's 100 people on the Bureau of Bird Interdiction. How much money? How much tax dollars are being spent on this? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Mm-hmm.
dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231 here for the remainder of this hour. And if you want to sneak a call in here, although we've been just... Maybe the phone lines aren't working tonight, Manwich.
Possibility exists.
We've been through 2 hours now and zero.
Nobody likes us.
Zero calls. Last night, we couldn't stop the calls from coming in. And I don't think it's the issues because, I mean, who the hell is... I think the war on birds is very interesting, as a matter of fact. And I think that the war on prostitution is as well. But, hey, maybe we're just so interesting, no one has anything to add. That's always my rationale. 1-800-259-9231, but we will slip you in if you, again, have something to say here. But we're talking about, the war on wildlife. And, Manwich, you're taking the government side on this. You think it's a good idea.
Jeez.
Let me see if I understand you right. You think it's a good idea. You're like Jacob, then. You want to build a wall around the border. Right? Would you take it that far? Because that'll stop them. That'll stop those bird smugglers, right? Put a big wall up around the Mexican border.
You know, I don't know, man.
What are you going to do to stop it? Now you're in charge. I'm President Bush, and I'm putting you, Manwich, in charge of stopping the illegal smuggling of birds. What are you going to do? Because they're coming through, man. Hundreds of thousands of birds die every year, according to this article.
How much do I get paid a year?
It depends on how many birds you rescue, how many birds you interdict.
Really?
Yeah, you'll get paid, let's say, $1,000 a bird. How about
that? Well, I'm going to give a bonus to every one of the guys that are at the border there. What do they call those? Border
patrol.
Guys for every bird they catch.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. So then basically the taxpayers are paying for each bird that is caught, And so people are still paying for the damn birds, except it's just not the people that want the birds. Right?
Right.
So that way everybody's paying for the birds, and they're still coming through anyway. Because they're sure as hell not going to catch them all.
No, they're not going to catch them all.
Obviously they don't, because the guy says
what about the avian flu that's going to kill everybody in America? What about that stuff, huh?
I want to know if there's ever been a case of avian influenza. This is just some activist, some lobbyist group.
They'll always say that. There's always some scare tactic. You know, the ozone layer is being depleted by, you know...
It's just some lobbyist group that wants to get some money out of the government. They want to get some sort of grant to keep doing their activism. And their scare tactics, the things they use as examples as to why this is so bad, as to why the illegal bird trade is so evil, is because birds die and there's possible potential of disease. Those are both direct side effects of the fact that this is illegal. If bird trading was legal, then you'd have companies bringing them in, respectable companies bringing them in, testing them for diseases. If they have a disease, they sure as hell aren't going to let that thing, they're going to put the thing to death. Because if they have a disease, you don't want that being sold to somebody and having someone catch the disease and then suing your ass. So obviously, if it was legal, that whole disease problem, gone. If it was legal, then the smugglers wouldn't be carrying them across the border in a suitcase, putting 50 birds in a suitcase, trying to take as many across the border as possible so three or four of them live as you're getting across the border.
Hmm.
You wouldn't have smugglers doing that because there'd be no need to smuggle them. You could drive them across in an air-conditioned vehicle and give them all cages. And you think cages are bad? Some people, these animal crazies, think cages are bad? Try a suitcase full of 50 birds. You think cages are bad? So I just think this is insane, Manwich. And we'll continue the conversation.
What about puppy mills? Those things existed while they were legal.
You'll have to bring that up tomorrow night because we're out of time. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com and get interactive. If you're talking...